Before I get into today's message, a portion of scripture from Matthew. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you. Just as you enter it, you'll find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why do you do this?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back to him shortly.' They went out and found a colt outside the street, tied at the doorway. As they untied it, some of the people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' And they answered, as Jesus had told them to, brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road. They spread other branches as they cut on the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.' Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple and looked and saw around and saw everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. We look today. Today in the Christian calendar is called Palm Sunday, the Sunday in which we recognize that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, they cut down the palms and they are waving it in praise to God. In today's message, we're going to be looking at praise. And these people were offering praise. They were waving the palms. They were saying all the right words. But what we are hoping for was something that Jesus wasn't going to give at that time. They were praising God and praising Jesus because they were expecting him to do things their way. And we can say all the right words, but if we have the wrong attitude toward God, our praise means nothing. It will be gone when we see that Christ is not doing, or God isn't doing, what we thought he should be doing. And if we're not careful, we may turn our praise into words later that say, "Crucify him, re-reject." So when we praise God, we want to make sure we praise him and honor him for who he is and not who we want him to be. He's not our genie. He's not the big guy upstairs who wants to help us out just because he thinks we're pretty good people. No, he knows what we are. And he loves us anyway. He loves us enough to do what was needed to see us saved. But as we start, like I said, I want to make sure that we realize we're entering into what is traditionally called Holy Week. And I want us to recognize that before we get into the scripture I'm going to preach on today. Because today is the week, the time where we recognize what Jesus came to do. Everything else has been leading up to this point. And yet the people are praising him, and it was the right thing to do. The sad thing is they were praising him for all the wrong reasons. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice at all times. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in every circumstance. For this is God's will in Christ Jesus." Psalms 117 says, "Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us. And his faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord." The word of God for the people of God. As we've been talking about spiritual disciplines during this time of Lent, today we're going to talk about the spiritual discipline of praise. Now, sometimes we don't always realize this is a spiritual discipline. Because discipline, as we've been talking before, are those things that sometimes aren't always easy. They're hard to do. And so when we think of giving praise, we don't often think of that as something being hard. Because a lot of times what we think of as praise is just what we do here on Sunday morning. We come in, we have praise and worship, we sing a few songs, and that's praise. But praise is far more than that. Praise is giving honor to God and looking to Him. How important is praise? Well, the largest book of the Bible is the Psalms, which is a book of praise. It's that book that reminds us how great and how honorable and how wonderful God is. It also is a book that we, part of that praise is, God, you hear our confession and you forgive. It's a beautiful book. Praise is about us recognizing who God is and our relationship to Him. Praise, the lack of praise, also doesn't diminish God. There are some video games I've heard about and other things out there that give this idea that if a God gets power by the praise of His people, therefore, if we praise God enough, He gets more powerful. No, it doesn't work that way. God created the universe without your praise. He can run the rest of it without it. But the problem is, if you don't praise, yeah, something will diminish God's presence in your mind, in your heart, and in your thoughts. See, when we praise God, we recognize who He is. There are seven different words talking about praise. I'm only looking at four of them today because I figure you'd like to get out of here on time. The first one is Hallel. This is where the root word where we get hallelujah. It's like this idea of shining a light. There are other terms that go with this too, but part of it is just shining a light, pointing something out. The first reference of Hallel is found actually in Genesis chapter 12, and it's not actually talking about God. It says, one of Pharaoh's servants Hallel'd or shined the light on Sarah, saying, hey, this is a beautiful woman. You want her part of your harem. Now, if we know that story, and we've been studying some of it recently, we know this wasn't a good thing. But when we shine light on God, that is a good thing. We recognize who He is. Here's something else about shining a light on something. When you shine a light on something, you see it more clearly. If it was dark outside, turned out all the lights, excuse me, would you all disappear? No, you'd still be here. Now, I might not be able to see you, but you would still be here. And if we turned on, if let's go say we're having service on the day of the eclipse and it's dark outside, we turn off all the lights and shut off all the power, shut off all the backups, and now it's perfectly dark in here. Will that mean, like I said, that nobody's here? No, it just means we don't see it. When we shine the light through praise, we're shining a light on what's there and the fact that God is there. I don't know about you, but recognizing that something's there makes me sometimes feel better. When I'm having a bad day, and my wife will come over, lay her hand on my shoulder, says, you know I just love you, and I appreciate you. Do I know she loves me? Yeah. Do I know she appreciates me? Most days. Some days I don't always act the best, and I don't know. But it makes a difference, doesn't it? Did anything change in the world? No. But yeah. Why? Because my wife shined a light. And when we shine the light on God, we recognize how great He is And now all of a sudden, it's easier for us. It can be easier for us. Tehillah, my Hebrew is not the best. I mean, sing or laud or also make bright with many lights. This is like focusing those lights upon God and recognizing who He is. That's saying that idea of shining and pointing out, usually through song. Song isn't just us making music. It's supposed to shine a light on something, make something noticeable. And when we do that, something amazing happens. It changes us. Because what you shine your light on, what you focus on, is an amazing thing that happens. You start heading that direction. How many of you know if you're driving and you've got your eyes this way and you're supposed to be going that way, what way will you eventually go? The way you're focusing. Why is it important to focus on God? Because that's the way we need to be going. A.W. Tozer says, perhaps it takes pure faith to praise God for the unrealized blessing from those we have once enjoyed or for those we are enjoying now. I like that. Because another area of praise is blessing. Is Barak, bless. We say, bless the Lord. We also say the Lord blesses us. And it's this idea of providing what is lacking. Somebody said, well, God doesn't lack anything. And He doesn't. So what are we making up for? How are we making up for something with God if God doesn't need our praise? Well, let me give you an example. The waiter who serves you well, or the person who does something nice to you, what is the right thing to do? Ignore them, right? Yeah, if you do that with your spouse, see how well that goes. How many of you think that if I ignore the good things my wife does for me, it's going to go well in my life? Nobody raised your hands. Well, yeah, I thought you were smart. What's lacking? What's lacking is in me. My recognition of it. We need to recognize. It isn't the fact that God is lacking. It's the fact that we are lacking. He isn't lacking in resources or character. What's lacking is our recognition of what He is doing. And like A.W. Tozer says, sometimes we need to recognize that there are things happening that we don't even see. That we don't even recognize right now. But we know and we praise Him because why? Because He's blessing us, maybe even in those areas we don't see. Author Ron Bracken said, we praise God not because He needs our praise, for all glory resides in Him and on Him, but in order that we see Him more clearly, enlarging our soul and relieving our spirit. The last one I'm going to look at today is Yada, is moving out or sending, or in a sense there's this idea of launching or passing. I thought about getting a football and passing it today, but I thought I know my skill at throwing. And even if I do it right, I'd probably just throw it at somebody who lacked the skill of catching, and this would end badly. So we're going to pretend this morning. Let's don't take that out of your hand. Okay, I'm going to pass something. Okay, Dale, ready? All right, here we go. Hey, perfect. Well, pretty much. I think you had your hands not quite right, but you can work on that later. What are we doing? We're sending something out. Leah uses this word when she names Judah. She says she's sending praise out to God, launching out. We can launch out in this way when we confess our sin, We launch out in praise. We launch out in confession to God. We're saying something and we're letting it out. We're sending out the fact that God is good. Let's try this way. God is good. And all the time.
God is good.
Well, we do. We launched it back and forth there, didn't we? We passed. And when we do that, it can lift our spirits. Because we're recognizing what and who God is. And we need to do this not just on Sunday mornings, but throughout our life. Because praise helps us. Like I said, if you don't do it, it'll diminish you. But the flip side of that is when you recognize God, when you praise Him, He becomes bigger in your life. His importance becomes larger. And you can recognize what He is doing. But if you don't praise God and you don't get involved in that, you're like that battery that just is less and less. And then finally, all of a sudden, you flip on the switch or like a few moments ago when I got ready to speak here this morning and I turned this on and thought, uh-oh, no red light. I should have checked that out earlier. And what did I do? I hope it'll work, right? No, what I got to do? I got to replace it. Unfortunately, in our lives, when we don't praise God and keep that connection, those spiritual disciplines open, we find ourselves getting weaker and weaker, and then all of a sudden we can't do the work that God has called us to do. Joni Erickson Tada said, whenever troubles are weighing you down, you are not chains. They are feather-like compared to the glory yet to come. With a sweep of prayer and of praise of a child's heart, God can strip away any cobweb. God can take away those things. Those pains, those issues in your life, when you praise Him. Here's the other thing, though. Here's another term out there. Sort of the opposite idea of throwing out praise. And this is the person who has the idea of throwing or poking holes in things, trying to weaken someone. They cast, not blessing, but blame. This person is referred to as the devil. We've heard of him. Sometimes we take up his cause. We accuse and we try to cast blame or shoot someone down in order to diminish them. The problem with the devil or anyone who takes on that role is you don't actually diminish God. You don't actually diminish as much the other person as you diminish yourself. You make yourself less. And like the devil, you'll be cast out, thrown aside. Praise lifts up God. When we try to take on that other role and poke holes and cast blame, we're not doing the role of praising. We're doing the role of the devil. And sometimes that's easy to do. We spend a lot of times, in fact, I think there's something called news. It spends a lot more time poking holes than praising. And we all feel really good about the news, right? I think y'all fibbed. Y'all being sarcastic, weren't you? Yeah. We glad we have the news, but we also know that there's a lot of negative, and it doesn't sit good with us. Why? Because in reality, most of the time, they're taking on the role of a devil. And both sides do it. But as Christians, we need to be better than that. We need to fill our hearts more with praise, more with blessing, more with hope than with casting blame. Because here's the thing. We want to fill ourselves more with God and with His presence. Praise, of course, is about recognizing who God is and our relationship to Him. Joyce Meyer says, when we complain about a certain situation, we remain in it. When we praise God in the midst of difficulty, He raises us out of it. There's a whole host of Old Testament and New Testament scriptures that tell us we need to praise God. I've got several written down. I'm not going to read them. I'm looking at the time and I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to go over time today. But the one we read today for 1 Thessalonians, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstance, for this is God's will concerning you. And why do we want to do this? Why should we praise? Here's something you may never realized. We should praise because we want to be like God. Do you realize that God offers praise? How often in the Old Testament did God offer praise? More times than you may realize. He called Abraham my friend. Wow. And we all know Abraham was perfect all the time, right? He called David, well, we know his reputation too, a man after my own heart. We see God offering praise. We see Jesus coming and offering praise to the Father. The Father offering praise to Jesus. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And Jesus is offering it back, praising God and thanking God. And the Holy Spirit uplifts God the Father and God the Son. And Jesus spoke about how good the Holy Spirit would be for us. There, what is this? This praise going on back and forth. And one of these days, guess what? God's going to offer other praise too. He's going to look at us that have made the travail and made that choice and say, enter into my kingdom, thou good and faithful servant. What kind of praise is that? Why should we offer praise? To be like our Father, who gives praise and blesses. So let's be like God, and let's praise. Let's lift Him up. Hebrews chapter 13 says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. I'll pause there a second. Sometimes praising God is a sacrifice because we don't feel like it. You're in a lot of pain, or you're in a lot of heartache. And I'll tell you what, I've had pain so bad I prayed that God would take my life. I said, God, just let me die or heal me. Just do it quick, please. By the way, He didn't answer the question the way I wanted Him to, but He doesn't always. And I've also had those times of heartbreak in my heart where I've seen something happen in the lives of people I loved and my heart just broke. And I'll tell you what, I don't know which is worse. And praising God during those times, that's hard. That's a sacrifice. But we should do it. And when we offer that sacrifice of praise, as the writer of Hebrews says, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. Do not forget to do what is good. Share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. When we do these things, God will meet us where we're at. And when we shine that light upon Him, we'll see how good He is. And guess what? Our lives will be easier. And we'll be able to make it. So today, let's praise the Lord. Let's lift up our voices and praise Him. Because He truly deserves that praise. Because as the song we're going to sing is, there's something about that name of Jesus. So let's stand and sing together today. And now, Father, I ask that as we continue an attitude of praise as we leave this place today, and Lord, may Your blessing be upon Your people as they go forth and do the work You've called them to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you. Go with God.
Thank you.